All right, how about we hear from some more storytellers, starting with the other half of Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. So if you guys are keeping score, we saw Sarah, so this must be... Guys, come on. And I think Marty. It's more Sarah or it's Marty DeRosa. Wow.
Thank you.
I think they might want more
Sarah.
Yeah,
I know. Sorry I'm not Sarah. What are you going to do? This is awesome. Thank you guys so much for letting me be a part of this. I love wrestling. That's the name of our podcast because I love wrestling. I've loved it my whole life since I was a little kid. I've always loved wrestling. And I've always been just fascinated with wrestling. When I was a little boy, I used to wrestle pillows in my basement, and I would wear my mom's bathing suit because the Steiner brothers wore a singlet, and I wanted to look like the Steiner brothers. All the cool wrestlers wore white boots, so I'd pull my white socks up, and they all had black knee pads, and I didn't have black knee pads, so I would cut my dad's dress socks and make knee pads. My poor mom was just like, what are you doing to your dad's socks? I think she thought I was like cranking off or something. I was like, no, they're just my knee pads. They're just my knee pads. And I always collected wrestling figures. That was my favorite thing, always. And I would go to the store, my mom would be like, you can get one. Which, as a wrestling fan, it's like, I got a whole territory to run. I need all these wrestlers. So I would hide them. I would go to Toys R Us, rest in peace. I would go to Toys R Us, and I would say, okay, I need this one, but this one will be coming. We'll run vignettes. It'll be great. And I would always hide them by the Legos. They were a little bit away from everything. And I knew that these were the hard-to-find ones. I was very smart as a kid, very perceptive. I'd be like, okay, there's a bunch of Hulk Hogan's, but, you know, there's not a bunch of, like, Randy Savage's or whatever. So I would hide that one. And then when we would go back to Toys R Us, I would go and I would reach my hand down. And this is still, to me, one of the most satisfying feelings of just, like, reaching. Oh, no, it's gone. They must have found it. Nope, here it is. And then I was such a shitty little kid. I would go back over to the other kids who were just like, boy, I wish there was a Macho Man here. And I would stroll by with my Macho Man figure and just kind of be like, oh, you mean like this Macho Man? So right away, the evilness was growing in me even as a kid. And I always would make everything about wrestling. Any school project, it was about wrestling. I would shoehorn wrestling into anything. I think the only way I passed my Spanish class in college, I just named every luchador I could possibly think of. So thank you to Nitro for that one. And through comedy, I was able to sort of weasel my way into the world of wrestling, which is very cool. And I've been able to meet awesome people and not awesome people. believe it or not, there's some pieces of garbage in wrestling. But and then there's this term of kayfabe. I was aware of it because I read wrestling magazines and dirt sheets, and I was like, I know the deal. But when you get backstage, you start hanging out with wrestlers, they'll tell you stuff, and they'll be like, hey, man. Kayfabe that, meaning don't tell anybody that, but it's usually like the hottest gossip and you're like, oh no, like did anybody know that a horse died at WrestleMania 27 in Atlanta? What? Yeah, I was told not to tell anybody this at WrestleMania because I was like, can you guys believe a horse died? And they're like, shut up. We were in the WWF or WWE, whatever, had a suite, and all the friends and family were up there, and we snuck our way up there, and I was like, that's crazy, right? And they're like, don't talk about it. Triple H was supposed to ride a horse out there, but it fell through the stage at rehearsals. And then they had to kill the horse. Yeah. So as Patrick said, Triple H also buries horses. Patrick, yeah. So that's been, part of wrestling. And a lot of times you'll hear cool stuff, and you're like, I can't tell anybody because I don't want to get booted out of the circle. You know what I mean? But sometimes you see things, and you're just like, well, this is too good. I'm telling everybody. One of the years at WrestleMania, we were at the WWE's hotel, and we saw The Undertaker just pushing a stroller, wearing, like, bedazzled jeans and, like, an Affliction shirt and a fedora. And it was like, I didn't want to see this. That's one time I wish he kept kayfabe going a little more. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I don't want to see cool dad Undertaker. I want to see the real Undertaker. But yeah, wrestling, to me, it's always been there for me. The day my mom passed away, it was obviously one of the worst days of my life. And my friends were so good that day. They just said, we know what you need to do. We got drunk watching WCW Thunder, which is very easy to do because it's the worst show of all time. And then we saw Ready to Rumble. So it's like, to me, wrestling's always been there for me. But getting back to the fun stuff that you can't always talk about. A cool thing about wrestling is You got to be there sometimes. And you can't just read about it on the internet or whatever. When you're there, sometimes you get cool stuff. So I'm going to give you guys some secrets that only people here will see. And the people listening at home, they're just going to wish they were here. So for the next Nerdalog, you might want to come out because, you know what, you're going to miss some cool stuff. So one time I was at a wrestling show called This. Okay, and I have a friend who he's a real bad guy now, and he's got to keep that persona up. His name is
Right.
Okay, so this guy during a match threw a chair in the air, and I was in the front row, and it came crashing down on me. And yeah, so but my wrestler brain is like, I know what I need to do. I need to fall on the floor. I need to sell it and act like, oh man, this hurt real bad. Which I did, because the adrenaline was going. I had had a couple beers, and then I sat back in my seat, and then I was thinking, I think I have a concussion. I'm very hurt right now. And throughout his match and the rest of the show, I kept grabbing my neck, and it hurt so bad. And afterwards, he texted me. He's like, hey, really sorry about that. You did a great job selling the chair. And I was like, yeah, no problem. But in actuality, I was very hurt, and hurt for like the next month. Let's see. Oh, I got two more fun secrets for everybody. So there's going to be a big wrestling show coming up, and I know one of the rumored matchups, and I'm not supposed to tell anybody, but you know what? We're here, and we're all friends, so fuck it. Yeah. So I'm breaking kayfabe, kind of, but it's like no big deal. But don't tell anybody. I mean, if you do, but you know what the deal is, right? So anyway, you guys know this guy?
Yeah.
All right. He, unless something happens, will be taking on this guy.
Whoa!
At This. Woo! Yeah.
What?
Yeah. See how fun it is? Yeah. Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah.
Podcast is really bad for the people listening.
Yeah, right? Should have been here, man. Should have been here, man. And in closing, last but not least, this is probably my greatest wrestling secret that I have been sworn to secrecy, that if I tell, I will be excommunicated from the wrestling business. I have to go. I have to go. So I'm going to show you this. Please just like be cool. And thank you guys so much for having me out here. Thank you very much.
Marty DeRosa, everybody. You know, I think this is great audio because, like, one of the cool things about recording live is you get those reactions, and, like, man, you guys were really, really good on that reaction. That was so earnest and great. Thank you, Marty. Nobody, if you tell people what you saw here tonight, don't, like, tag us, please. I don't want to get a bad rap in the industry.
Tag you, got it.
Yeah. Oh, no.